Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Connor Bouchard to talk Holton Wildcat boys basketball. They finished the regular season 12-7, and to think that you got 19 games in, Coach, all but one against Riverside, and to think that you just finished 5 games in 6 days, that's pretty phenomenal. I think it'll be something that people look back on for a lot of years that maybe is kind of an anomaly, but hey, you survived. You went 3-2, and you won enough games to get a first-round home sub-state game and had a chance to really win all 5, it sounds like. Tell me about the gauntlet and just kind of what your feelings are now that you've survived that 5-game and 6-day stretch.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't recommend it to anybody. you know, don't try this at home. So right. It's no joke. I mean, it's the real deal. And especially when your team plays 7 guys primarily, you know, a lot of minutes. It was good going into it. We knew there's a chance, you know, the first game was against a struggling Sabetha team, but at the same time, they beat us earlier in the year. So when I'm looking at it from that perspective, I'm thinking to myself, all right, at Nemahal, we haven't won there in 10 years. Riverside's 30, you know, at the time, 12-5. Jeff West has won 4 of their last 5. Perry's won 5 in a row. And then Sabetha beat us the first time. So you're looking at it and it's like, all right, there's not really a, I mean, there's no cupcakes on our schedule at all in this league. And so it was a mental grind as much as it was a physical grind, for our guys and for our coaching staff. And so it's really good to get out of that, you know, get out of that stretch 3-2. Like you said, you know, I thought last night, against Perry and against Riverside, it was one of those too little, too late stories. You know, we just weren't very good. I think our adrenaline carried us through the first quarter in both of those games, and then the middle 16 minutes were just not very good. I mean, you could tell that's where our legs really gave out, and we just weren't very good. And the adrenaline tried to carry us back to the last 8 minutes of the both of those games, and we weren't able to get the job done. But you know, we don't make those excuses though as a program. We have to play the games that are on our schedule, and we have to get the job done, and you know, just weren't able to get those done those 2 times. But like you said, feel really good about being able to host the game. You know, Justin, looking back the last 2 years, you know, my first year here we were 3-18. My second last year we were 5-16. And so to go 12-7 in the regular season and to be able to host a game in the postseason, it's a big accomplishment for our kids. And the guys that have, you know, some of those guys have been playing all 3 years. And, so it's really important for our guys, to see that success and for the younger guys to see, wow, if you work at something, you can achieve that. But we also know this is when the fun begins. You know, this is March Madness time, and we've got a lot of work to do to get to where we want to be, and now it's win or go home. So this is the most enjoyable time of year for any basketball coach.
And I don't know if you've realized this too, but I was dissecting your schedule a little bit, and I noticed in your last 4 games, they've all been decided by 6 points or less. I mean, win or lose, they've all been close. And I think I counted up, you have 11 games, over half your games that have been decided by 6 or less this season. So a lot of them that have come down to maybe just a couple little plays here and there in the fourth quarter. Yep. The win at Nemaw Central, Kale Purcell goes and wins it, and that's a game in which you led most of the night. Nemaw catches up, and then you have to kind of find a way to grind out that win, as you mentioned, for the first time in 10 years. But is that resiliency, I guess, one of the other big things? Because you look at all those close games, and this team has won more of them than they've lost.
Yeah, it's a resiliency and it's a mentality, but what it boils down to is you got to learn how to win. You know, we played, if you look at our schedule last year, we played a lot of close games last year too, but they were flipped in terms of the ones we won, you know, the ones we won and the ones we lost. So we were in a position to win a lot of games a year ago, and this year we were in the same position, but we knew how to, I think we got, our guys are more confident, they're more, you know, they trust each other and they believe that they're supposed to win games. And so they make those winning plays down the stretch. And so, but learning how to win is a hard thing to do, man. It really is. And learning what it takes to win. And so, you know, that's the step that I believe we took as a program, this year and being able to win those close games. And, you know, the hope is, you know, when you look at that, the hope is, you know, you're never out of it in the postseason. That we get in those same situations that we can fall back on our training and fall back on our experiences that we've gone through this season.
So as we look ahead now, Substate next week, as we mentioned, you get to host Atchison. Are you giving the guys a day off today? What's the game plan here to kind of rest, recuperate quickly, and turn all attention now on Substate and Atchison next week?
Yeah, we day off today. You know, hope the guys get off their legs a little bit rest up. Tomorrow we'll practice. It'll probably be another light practice, focused on shooting and a little bit of conditioning and you know, some long distance conditioning and things like that to, you know, to reactivate some muscles a little bit. And then Friday, Saturday, you know, Sunday and Monday will be, preparation for Atchison, you know, and that gives us a coaching staff time to prepare, a scouting report, to prepare our game plan and everything like that. We'll be really locked in and focused, you know. That's who we are as a program. We believe, you know, a lot of teams, like to play games in the 50s and 60s. And as much as I'd love to do that, I really think the way you win in basketball and the way you win in a town like Holton is you play great defense. And, you know, Justin, the proudest stat that I could give, you know, as a coach is I just looked at it a little bit earlier when I was in, our athletic director's office. And he had it pulled up. Average defensive points per game is the tie-breaking stat for the 4A state of Kansas. If there's a tie in your sub-state, and out of 36 teams, we have the lowest total.
Wow.
Out of everybody, we're number one in average defensive points per game. Bishop Miege, who's probably the best team in the state, is number two, and we're just right ahead of them. And so, as a coach, that makes you proud. That's what we talk about. That's what we preach. And to see that you're the number one average defensive points per game team in the state is just that, you know, that's one of the stats don't mean a whole lot in the grand scheme of things. But that's one of those that when you hang your hat on something and then you see the fruits of your labor, you know, come to fruition, that's a really rewarding thing. And so that's a credit to our guys for sure.
Yeah, it's phenomenal, especially playing in the ultra tough and respected Big 7 League. Best
Absolutely.
Of luck in sub-state, Coach. Hey, thanks for your time and good luck next week.
Justin, thank you. Appreciate it.
Connor Bouchard, head coach of the Wildcats. The Holton Locker Room Chat's brought to you by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Clinic, also by Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmers State Bank.